This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek on a great Wednesday morning. Lines are always open. Can I get a black guy or a black woman to call me and let me know what they believe white supremacy is, white privilege? Well, you know, white people can't tell me. I've asked white people, and if a white person really knows, let me know. I've researched it. White privilege, white this, it's all a thought. You know, white supremacist. I've researched that, and that's a racist belief that white people are superior to people of other races and therefore should be dominant over them. Now, what kind of, they talk about, oh, this white supremacist killed this guy, this white supremacist killed that guy. Where do they come up with this? Where's all these white, big white supremacist groups out marching? You know, it's just a bunch of idiots and these ass-wipe bleeding liberals. They say, oh, he's a white supremacist. Well, that's bullcrap. That's as bad as a nigger saying, hey, he's a racist because he says something bad about a black person. No, he's saying something bad about a person who just happens to have black as the color of their skin. But see, they're not the proud blacks, always keep them out of the equation. The niggers, they, you're a racist. Don't criticize me. You're a white guy. You're a racist. But I just wonder, I'm so tired of hearing that word racist. Now, I'm just about as tired of hearing that word white supremacist. Anybody that screws with the nigger, he's a white supremacist. What the hell? He was a racist before, but see, I guess that word racist is so numb to everybody because the nigger's been using it for everything. Oh, you're arresting me for stealing. You white police officer arresting me for stealing these groceries at the store. You're a racist because you're picking on what? A black person, and that's bull crap, and we all know it. And this white supremacist crap, now again, white supremacist is a racist belief that white people are superior to people of other races and therefore should be dominant over them. Says nothing about killing. Why is it when a black person's killed by a white guy, or a black person and white people are killed by a white guy, why does it have to be a white supremacist? You know why? Because that word scares everybody. White supremacist. That puts white people back in their place. And see, and I don't give a damn what anybody says about me. I don't give a damn if nobody likes me. It pisses me off because it's all about white supremacist. Before we get going any farther, we had a little storm last night, and apparently one of our tires got hit by lightning in 1190, so we're having that fixed as we speak. So I know the sounds. Not as usually, it's 150% some of the greatest sounding radio in the St. Louis region. And we always are, and people know that. But yesterday, a little storm come through, and apparently one of our towers were hit. And as you know, those towers are, you know, 200 feet plus up in the air, and that's the first thing lightning will hit. So please excuse a little bit of a bad sound, but it'll be fixed sometime in the very, very near future this afternoon. Didn't want to not do a show. I wanted to bear through it just like Kevin Slayton bared through his. So please forgive us for the bad. Well, forgive me for the bad sound every day, but forgive us for the bad sound on the radio today. One of the few days that we have it, but we will have it fixed. And again, thank you. But getting back to this white supremacist crap, All that is and all that does is want to make white people feel bad about themselves. Hey, he's a white supremacist. He killed some people. He's white, so he's got to be a white supremacist. I don't understand where they get that crap. All because he don't like blacks makes him a white supremacist? No, maybe he doesn't like blacks. Maybe they killed a family member down the road. See, we never get into the underbelly why a lot of this crap happens. It's always white supremacists. What about all the nigger shootings up in Chicago over the weekend? Were they black supremacists? I didn't hear one thing said on television, nor did I read one thing where they said those were black supremacists that were killing those black people in Chicago over the weekend, shooting 59 people. 59 people in Chicago over the weekend. Never, and I've read a lot of articles, did a lot of research. Never once did it say black supremacists. Never once did it say Black Lives Matter. Never once did it say a black racial group. 59 people shot by at least 55 or 50 people. So there's 50 people out there shooting, primarily niggers, guarantee you. Wasn't the proud blacks. And it wasn't the proud whites. But I don't see ever in the newspaper, and I'll be the only one to bring it up. Nobody else will. Nobody else will. White supremacist. I am so tired of hearing that. I'm so tired of every time a white person kills a black man, he's a white supremacist. They want to throw that out. Trump's a white supremacist because he's white and he's talking all this hatred. Hell, he's not talking any more hatred than the Democrats. Democrats talk about killing our president. Can't be more hatred than that. But none of these newspapers, none of the news media outlets ever want to talk about it. Never, never, never want to talk about it. And it pisses me off. But I read that crap and I thought about it. So tired of every white guy being called a white supremacist, white privilege, white this, white that. You know, you people out there can kiss my ass. I'm proud to be white. I'm not going to be ashamed to be white. Now, there's some asswipe white bastards, some crackers and hunkies that go out and do bad things, just like there's niggers that go out and do bad things. And the proud black people don't appreciate that. They don't want to be associated with the niggers. They're decent people, the proud blacks. But I'm so tired. They don't do that to the white people. It's, oh, they're a white supremacist. And that, they have to put that white supremacist crap every time. It's white supremacist. And then white people start thinking, oh, man, we can't do nothing because they're gonna call us a white supremacist. And we can't be called that. And then this asswipe Biden, I'm so tired of this election crap. And these bastards, just like all these shootings in El Paso, in Dayton. It was two bum, no good, rotten son of a bitches that did the killing. White supremacist, my ass. Maybe they didn't like niggers. That don't make them a white supremacist. Maybe they were a little racist. And don't say the blacks can't be racist because they're just as racist as any white person. But here's this asswipe Biden. He's linking Trump now to the El Paso shootings and linking Trump to the rise of white supremacy. Now, what kind of crap is that? This asswipe, half-senile bastard, can't remember where he's at, can't remember who he is half the time, says that President Trump has fanned the flames of white supremacy in this nation. Now, I take exception to that, and I think Trump would take exception, and I think any decent person, black or white, would take exception. White supremacist is a racist belief that white people are superior to people of other races and therefore should be dominant over them. How the hell can this ass white bastard Joe Biden say that Trump fans the flames of white supremacy? There again, what does white supremacy mean? People think they're superior? Has nothing to do with killing, but they want to wrap that white supremacist crap over every white guy that happens to kill a black guy. And it says that the El Paso massacre suspect wrote a white nationalist manifesto. Well, that's okay. That's okay. Let him write whatever the hell he wants. But to be a white supremacist, everybody's got to be a white supremacist. But 59 shootings again in Chicago. Wasn't any black supremacist. No black supremacist. I don't understand that. And it says the president urges Americans to condone racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. You know, the president has never, ever said that, but that's the news media. That's the news media say the same thing. Now it's hatred and white nationalism in America. See, that's Cory Booker. I mean, these niggers and these crackers and these politicians can say whatever the hell they want. Now they're going to, the word racist, and you people heard me for the last year and a half. That's getting numb. Nobody's listening if you call them a racist, but now it's white supremacy. White supremacy is going to scare all the people, and they have to be white nationalist. I don't understand. It's all white. It's all these white groups, but I look through and I've seen some skinhead groups, and there are a few groups, but it was nobody that said, hey, listen, I'm with this white supremacist group. I'm with the neo-Nazis. I'm with this. These are just stupid individuals. They can't link them to any white supremacist group. They cannot link them to any white supremacist group, but they call them white supremacists. It really pisses me off. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, how you doing, Bob? For a minute, I thought the liberals would kind of jam your station.
Yeah, no.
You know, they got Trump backpedaling now. He's criticizing white supremacy. Okay, that's fine. But what about black supremacy? You know, and then after he condemned it, they still came down on him. So no matter what you do, they're going to make it look bad for him. And I hope he sticks to his guns. Look, I don't believe in treating no one with respect, especially elder black people. I just don't want to socialize with them. And that don't mean me a racist. I just, you know, I don't want to harm no one. But if I don't want to associate with a group of people and don't believe in their crazy ways, I'm a racist. Well, if that's the case, then I'm a racist. And what this country's coming to, they're going to make it where that if you have these views like they do over in Russia, they put you in a mental institution. Say, oh, you believe in sticking up for your own kind? You're a racist. And the sad part is, here's the really sad part. A lot of white people are frustrated. They got nowhere to turn. The Republicans are a bunch of yellow-bellied cowards. The only group sticking up for the white heritage is the Klan and these crazy neo-Nazis. I mean, they're the only ones sticking up for us. Well, we're on our own.
Well, Jim,
and the sad part is a lot of people say, well, okay, I don't agree with Jeff, but they're the only ones fighting for us out there.
Well, Jim, I let me cut you a short. I agreed with you up to that point. The neo-Nazis and the Ku Klux Klan, they don't represent white people. These are racist groups. So that's the problem. You get some ass white bastards from the Ku Klux Klan, from the neo-Nazis, and they happen to be white. And so everybody that dislikes a black person for whatever reason, then they're part of the Klan. They're part of the neo-Nazis. I have to disagree. I don't want the Ku Klux Klan or the neo-Nazis supporting me, backing me up. I don't want anything to do with them because they are a hate group, just like Antifa and just like Black Lives Matter. Black groups are white hate groups. But I do agree with you. Nobody has to live around the blacks, or nobody has to live around the whites, or nobody has to live around the Hispanics or the Muslims if they feel uncomfortable. That doesn't make somebody racist. Somebody says, hey, I'm a white man, but I feel uncomfortable around blacks, and I don't know why, you know, because of some of the killings, but I just feel, for whatever reason, uncomfortable. I've said before, a green car's never done anything to me, but I just don't like green, so I'll never buy green. I don't want to be around green. But it just happens, Jim, in this day and age, that's what they do. They take the Ku Klux Klan, the neo-Nazis, and they take it and they put everybody. They put everybody in that same group. Oh, they're all neo-Nazis. They're white supremacists. Now, maybe these ass white bastards in the Ku Klux Klan are, but I got to tell you something. I haven't seen many mass killings and somebody come out with the Ku Klux Klan sign or the Confederate flag. So when they say white supremacist, again, and I hope you people understand what I'm saying, white supremacist, they throw that word around. Nobody knows what it means. Somebody tell me what it really means if it doesn't mean white people of one race, white people feel they're superior to people of other races. I know black people that think they're superior to white people that have a good education. They don't say it, but you know it in the same way. I mean, that's just human nature. But to have everybody that's white that kills mass killings or one-on-one and say, oh, that's a white supremacist movement. That's not a white supremacist movement. That's a movement by one stupid white cracker, hunky, ignorant son of a bitch. and we can't stop people. We can't stop people. I like it. We got to, on TV, we've got to stop this killing. We got to, well, how many killings have been going on in North St. Louis, in Chicago, in Baltimore, all over this country the last 5, 10, 15 years? Now, all of a sudden, everybody's up in arms. And you know why everybody's up in arms? They weren't up in arms over that Las Vegas killing as much as they are now. Now, you know why, people. If you don't know why, I'm going to tell you. Because it's election time. It's election time. Think about that mass killing in Las Vegas. Everybody mourned. Everybody felt bad. After a couple weeks, that died down. Why did that die down? Well, it wasn't close enough to the primary election. It wasn't close enough to have these asswipe politicians want to get involved. Now, this is not about mass killings. This is not about white supremacy. You can say what you want, but it's about politics. And it's a shame when both the Democrats and the Republicans have to take a bad situation like this, where people lost family members, innocent family members, and gonna make it political. But this has been, people are coming out to tell Trump, don't come to El Paso, don't come to Dayton. Why don't those people say, hey, I don't agree with you, Trump, but if you come here to try to help us. Come here to try to solve this problem. Come here to give us some financial help and federal help, whatever help we need to overcome this tragic situation. But no, they're not saying it, because the politicians have their underlings out there going to protest. Yeah, we don't want Trump. Everybody out there to protest is an asswipe, no count, good for nothing, rotten son of sleazy, greasy son of a bitch. And I don't give a damn if they're black or they're white. Let's let this country heal. But no, we got to play politics. Everybody's got to play politics. Let the president come. Respect the office. You don't have to respect the man, but respect the office of the presidency. But they're not doing that because they don't care. And it's, hey, let's get it. We're going to fix it now. Why all of a sudden we're going to get all these laws? What happened to Las Vegas? What happened to Sandy Hook? What happened to all these other places? Oh, it wasn't close to election time. Now, when you people sit down and drink your coffee today, you'll say that crazy, no good, ignorant son of a bitch, Bob Romanek, is a no count, low life bastard. But the son of a bitch is right again. And you people know that. It's all about politics. That was a mass killing in Las Vegas. Didn't get a third or a tenth as much attention and as much political rhetoric as we're getting now. And why are we getting it now? You guys know why. You know why? Because it's a political time of the year. Political time of the year. The hell with the people dying. That's what these politicians think. And then I saw on NBC News, one of their contributors said that Trump talked about the flag. He wants flags at half staff because of El Paso and Dayton. Now, President Trump wants flags at half staff. Listen how lame and stupid these liberals get. Until August the 8th, in response to the El Paso and Dayton massacre shootings. And this contributor to NBC News says, could be seen by white supremacists as a nod to Adolf Hitler. There again. What do you mean, white? Who are all these white supremacists running around? As a nod to Adolf Hitler, this guy's a former assistant FBI director, counterintelligence, made the claim on Sunday on the Brian Williams show, because he said it's August the 8th. That's the 8th month and the 8th day. Now, he says, I'm not going to imply that he did this deliberately, but I'm using that as an example. The numbers 8 and 8 are very significant in the neo-Nazi and white supremacy movement. Why? Because letter H is an 8th letter of the alphabet, and to them, the numbers 8-8 stands for Heil Hitler. So we're going to raise the flags back up at dusk on 8-8. No one's thinking about this but me. Do you understand this? These idiots? Now they're trying to say Trump's trying to send a message because he wants the flags down on August the 8th, which is 8-8, which is some kind of neo-Nazi thing, but it can be whatever the hell you want it to be. But that's what's happening in this great country of ours, people. These no-count rotten bastards, they throw that white supremacy, they throw all this crap out, and everybody believes it. Everybody believes it. But I want somebody to let me know all these white supremacist groups, how they're involved. I didn't see any link with the Ku Klux Klan. I didn't see any link to the neo-Nazis in either one of these shootings. But because this guy was white and he killed some blacks, some whites, some Hispanics, he's a white supremacist. See, they use that word. The niggers are going to use that, and the liberals, they're going to just use that term up, and it's not going to take long. It's not going to take very, very long to do. Now I read, and they tell me there was two white police officers in Texas. They arrested this nigger. They arrested this nigger, and he was handcuffed, and a line was attached to his cuffs because a transportation unit, a car, was not available. Now, you people understand that? These two policemen are on horseback in the arrest of this guy, 43 years old. They handcuffed him. Now, they're on their horses, and he's walking on side of them. They put it was a noose. It must have been a noose. No, it was a line. It was a rope. They tied around his handcuffs in the back, didn't abuse him, and he walked alongside of them because they were on their horses. Now, I guess one of the guys could have walked, got off his horse and walked with him. But now the nigger groups, the critics are saying the image shows a demeaning treatment of a black man, drawing on the history of slavery and violence historically displayed towards black people in the United States. Again, there's no difference in having handcuffs on him and walking down the street next to a police officer. But the nigger groups got together. The chief of police said the two white officers used poor judgment, which led to a black man walking on side of the horses. Now, I would have handcuffed him. I would have done the same thing. I would have put a rope on him. Because how many times have I seen, and you people that are ex-policemen or watch the movies, just because somebody's handcuffed, they take off. They take off, so you got to kind of secure them. And it says, hard to understand why these officers felt the man required a leash as he was handcuffed and walking between the two mounted officers. What are you talking about, you idiots? He could be walking behind two supermen or alongside two supermen, and he's going to take off running. You know they do it all the time. But this is a black nigger who's a candidate for the state Senate. You know, it's a scene that has invoked anger, disgust, and questionable conduct of the community. What kind of crap is this? They're not facing any disciplinary action, and it says, in quotes, although this is a trained technique and best practiced in some scenarios, I believe my officers used poor judgment. No, they didn't use poor judgment. It was a nigger instead of a white guy. If it had been a white guy, nothing would have been said. White people wouldn't have said anything. They'd have thought, well, he's walking alongside. The rope is around the back where he's handcuffed, not around his neck. I can understand that. That'd be a little funny, but that had definitely been wrong. But you people see, no matter what white people do, when the niggers want to make it a bad thing, it's going to be a bad thing. I watched the video. They've got this guy. They're not tugging him along. He's just walking alongside of them. Now, if the officer would have got off his horse, had that rope, walking him, nobody would have said anything. But see, this nigger candidate for state representative in Galveston, he was arrested for criminal trespass and other crimes. And he was handcuffed, and they walked along because the transportation unit was not available. What are they going to do, stand there with him for 3 or 4 hours? Then he's another Michael Brown. Hey, you let that black man stand out there for 3 or 4 hours in the heat, handcuffed. Why didn't you get him to the station? Oh, you could have walked him to the station. That would have been their argument. But it's unbelievable. And I say this to the proud white and proud black people. We better start standing up for our rights. White supremacy, my ass. Again, I didn't see anything associated with the coup. And I'm not supporting or endorsing the Ku Klux Klan or the neo-Nazis or the skinheads, because I think they're a bunch of white, stupid, cracker idiots. Just like I think Antifa and Black Lives Matter are a bunch of stupid nigger idiots. But I do say, if they're part of this white supremacist group, where were these guys at? Where were they at as far as membership? Were they a member of the Ku Klux Klan? The neo-Nazis, the skinheads? No, they were just two white, stupid, no-good, violent bastards. That one of them's dead, the other one needs to be killed. But it's amazing. It's amazing how we let that crap go. White supremacists. Think about it, white people. I hope I've got you thinking. a little bit more now about them using that term white supremacist. Means nothing. They throw it out for everything, just like they threw racist out for everything for the last couple of years. See, that's died out. Now they have to have someplace else to go. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
Welcome back to the dark side. And as always, I'm not going to take it anymore. And let me tell you people one thing. You know, the FCC has been fighting us since 2012 to try to get me off the air. And it's hard to beat the federal government. And they may win in the end another year or two down the road. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to speak up and speak out for white people. I'm not against the proud black community, but I'm proud to be white. I'm very, very proud to be white. Had no white privilege. Come up in a housing project. Had no white privilege at all. No white, hey, he's better than everybody. Are you crazy? I ate one meal a day. I ate cereal with water. So all you niggers and crackers and hunkies and every one of you son of a bitches out there, you can kiss my white, hairy, wrinkled, stinky, red, white, and blue ass, because I am not ashamed to be proud to be white. I would say that in a room full of proud black people, and they would understand me, or a room full of stupid niggers who wouldn't understand me, and I would not give a damn either way. Nobody speaks up for white people anymore. You speak up for white people, you're a racist. You can't take up for your race because you're a racist, and that's bull crap. I'm not a racist, but I am a proud white man. I want to see everybody succeed. I want to see everybody have the opportunity to succeed. So don't give me crap, Bob Romantic's a racist. I've help more black people than all these black politicians put together with my own money. And I can prove it. Don't want to brag, but I have to defend myself. So you son of a bitches out there, you think you're going to scare white people. You may scare some white people, but you're not going to scare Bob Romantic. And I think, again, these niggers aren't mad at me because I say nigger. They say it every day, all day on the radio, all the rapping. They're mad because I'm exposing them. I'm letting white people finally understand, explaining to white people, finally, you don't have to be ashamed to yell from the top of the roof, I'm proud to be white. But that's what the nigger movement has done to us. White people won't say that. You know, I ask them, hey, are you a proud white person? And make them say it. And at the start, when I did that a year or so ago, people were kind of hesitant. Well, now they're not hesitant anymore. You don't have to be ashamed to be white. You know, white privilege my ass. There's an opportunity for everybody in this great country. But I will speak out as long as I'm here. I will speak up and speak out for the proud white community. That's why we have the WAR Radio Network, White Awareness Radio. Nothing against the black community, black entertainment television, black lawyers association, black doctors, black police officers. Nobody says anything bad about that because they want to perpetuate and take care of their race. And I understand that. Nothing racist about it, because if it was black entertainment television, black lawyers association, black congressional caucus, then apparently that's all racist. They've separated themselves. They're taking care of their people in the black community, and I applaud them for that. But I'll be damned, white people better start taking care of themselves and quit backing down every time a nigger says, white supremacy, you're a racist. Oh, I'm sorry. Look at this police chief going to apologize. White cops on horseback led a black man by rope in Texas. That's the headlines. And the white chief of police apologizes. He apologizes when they say at the end in this article that although this is a trained technique, that we train our officers and best practice in some scenarios, but not in this one, because it was a nigger. And it was a nigger politician running for the state house that wanted to make it a racial thing. And white people, oh, they shouldn't have done that. That's bull crap. They weren't dragging him by his feet. But you can't win with a nigger, so I don't know why people even try. The mayor of Chicago, Ivanka Trump, and she's a hot little gal, maybe not the most intelligent, but with the money she has and the look she has, who gives a damn? But anyway, she apparently did, and I didn't read it, made a statement with 7 dead and 52 wounded near a playground in the Windy City. She's saying or was thinking or misspoke that they were all shot at the same time. We must not become numb to the violence faced in the inner city community of Chicago every day, Ivanka tweeted. Now, here's the mayor, Lori Lightfoot, the nigger, the gay, the whatever else the hell she is. Maybe she's transgender. Who the hell knows? She's bitching and saying that Mrs. Trump doesn't know Lightfoot's got their facts wrong and falsely implied that all the injuries happened in one incident. If Ivanka Trump cared, Lightfoot said, she would have reached out to city officials. That Trump's tried to reach out to city officials, but here's what pisses me off. It wasn't a playground. It was a park. It wasn't 7 dead. It wasn't 52 wounded in one incident, which she suggested. It's misleading, Lightfoot said. Who the hell cares? There's 59 people shot, and the stupid nigger mayor of Chicago is worrying about some verbiage. Unbelievable. Well, no, they were all shot, 59, but they were in one place, and that pisses me off. And we're mad at Ivanka Trump because she said it was all in one place, and we're pissed off. This ignorant bitch, she ain't said nothing about how bad and how dangerous Chicago is. They're going to pass over that. You know why? Because there's Ivanka Trump. You guys have seen pictures of her. She's white. They're going to come after Ivanka because she's white. That's exactly. She don't know what she got the fundamental facts wrong, and that's not right. She didn't talk anything about the mayor, talked nothing in the article about all the killings. But she's going to jump Ivanka's ass because she said they were all shot at one place. Nothing in this complete article. It's not going to distract. We're not going to be distracted by nonsense tweets. That's a headline by Mayor Laura Lightfoot. Man, I tell you what, Chicago must be really, really going down the tubes because it's amazing. She's pissed off about the tweets and the gun violence that Ivanka had wrong. She's not pissed off about the gun violence per se. She's just pissed off about the gun violence that Ivanka had something to say about. Now, let's go on a little side note here. And I'm an ex-police officer. And this is factual. Been confirmed. Louisiana woman says meth found hidden inside her vagina was not hers. True story. A Louisiana woman allegedly caught with meth hiding inside her vagina said she didn't know where the drugs came from. I try to use that on my ex-wife. Honey, I don't know where the lipstick on my underwear came from. You know, I mean, I don't know. It didn't work for me. And I'll tell you what, apparently it's not working for this lady. Ashley Beth Rowland, 23, accused of stealing $5,000 from an apartment a man she had been staying with for about a week. Oh boy, must have been a stripper, a real whore. But she told the police department that the man said that while he was showering, Roland swiped his cash and left. Roland allegedly confessed to police she did take the man's money and left the apartment. They searched her and inside her vagina discovered Now, I'm really, the document said that the female correctional officer later searched Roland, the suspect, and inside of Roland's vagina discovered $6,233 along with a clear plastic bag with roughly 1 gram of meth, which Roland denies was hers. Well, she didn't deny the $6,233 with her. I can't make this crap up. I cannot make it up. Hey, before we go to break, two experts say that it wasn't a fall that killed. We know what we're talking about here, people. Kane Freeze Wiley, remember? We fought and got that ass-wiped, nasty-ass nigger judge off the case that let this bastard Giuseppe or Guy Say Campbell, the one that allegedly had killed this little boy, 2-year-old boy, but the pathologists say that it wasn't consistent with the story that the boyfriend told that the baby fell in the bathtub. You know, what, that's a foot if you're standing in the bathtub and you're 2 years old, about a foot. Had bumps and bruises all over him. It's a blunt force trauma, they're saying, and a matter of the death was homicide. Now he's on trial, and I think it's going to be an extended trial. I hope the state's attorney's office have their ducks in a row, and I believe they do. But this asswipe bastard brought the baby Kane to the hospital and said that he had fell down, and Kane was in critical condition. The 2-year-old's brain, so much swelling that it caused the partition in the middle of the brain to shift to one side. And that's from beating. That's from blunt force trauma. I've been a policeman long enough. And I hope there's not any nigger jurors on there who are going to find him not guilty and have a hung jury just because he's black. And it just so happens that the boy he killed, the little 2-year-old boy, was white. And that pisses me off. I guarantee you, if it was his daughter or his son, it wouldn't have happened. But Campbell, the asswipe nigger, claimed that Kane fell in the bathroom. But the coroner testified that the injury was not consistent with a fall of less than 6 foot, which was probably a foot or two. She says the injuries could have been resulted from a hard strike to the head. And that's exactly what happened. You good people know that. But the judge, Zena Cruz, she lets this nigger out on $5,000, $8,000 bond. That shows you how the niggers stick together. And they can be pissed at me for saying nigger. They can be pissed at me for calling that judge a nigger. But she was. This was a poor 2-year-old white boy. Couldn't have done anything to that nigger to make the nigger beat him in the head and kill him. But we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about that he's a nigger. We don't want to talk about he killed a little white boy, do we? No. Nobody wants to talk about it because it's not politically correct. Well, I say what the hell with politically correctness. But it said that he had multiple injuries, including bruises on his face, his abdomen, his arms, and his legs. Now, for a 2-foot fall, that's some bad crap, ain't it? To have all those injuries, bruises on the face, abdomen, arms, and legs. It says the coroner told the prosecutor that there was a 1% chance would have resulted in that kind of injury. 1%. Now, you're going to get a nigger jury say, well, that's 1%. That's something. But I hope everybody understands what an ass-wiped as Campbell nigger bastard was. And I don't care if it was a 2-year-old little black boy. I've helped bury a 4-year-old little black boy that the family didn't have enough money. The baby stayed in the morgue until I paid $2,000 to help have him buried. But I say that not to brag. I say that for the factual part that I don't give a damn who this Campbell killed, black or white. A 2-year-old innocent boy. 2-year-old innocent boy. But I have to say to that if it had been a black kid, I'll bet you this Campbell, he's one of these no-good niggers that just hate white people, but he likes his black girlfriend. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. We are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back. We've got a few more minutes. I want to say, on this situation with all these killings now, 34, 35, Las Vegas shooting is deadliest in modern U.S. history. That was October of 2017, but there wasn't an election right then, was there? Hell no, there wasn't no election in 2017. The election in 2016 was already over. All the killings, all the 58 people killed in Vegas. Now, not only were 58 people killed in Vegas in a matter of a few minutes, there were more than 500 people were injured. So that's 558 people shot or killed in Las Vegas in October of 2017. Everybody mourned. Everybody talked about it. Didn't see any big political uproar. 558. Now there's 32, there's what, 22 and 10, 32 people killed between Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas. And man, all hell's breaking loose. You think that the devil come to town. What's the deal? 558 people in Las Vegas 2 years ago, people, year and three quarters ago, didn't see a tenth, the 20th, the 30th of the outcry that there is now. And you know why the outcry is now? If you people didn't think about it, you know I told you about it. It's because of the election. Everybody wants to politicize these shootings, and they were bad. 22 in one and 10 in the other, but there have been a lot worse. What about the killings down in the gay nightclub in Florida, 49 people killed there, but that's okay, they were gay. I didn't see big riots in the street. You know why? Because it wasn't election time. And I think that's asinine on both sides of the street. And where are all the praise for the law enforcement officers? I read one little article. Where's all the praise for the law enforcement officers in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio in this situation? If they had done something that wasn't quite right, I guarantee it'd have been all over the front page of the paper. If they had tripped a nigger, it'd have been all over the front page because it's white supremacy kicking in. But where's all the praise? I don't see front page, the heroes of the El Paso and the Dayton police departments. Let them do one thing wrong, it'd be all over. They saved lives. Everybody said the one article, hey, they saved lives, blah, blah, blah. What's going to happen? Nothing. They're going to ride off into the sunset because, see, that's what they're supposed to do. That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to put their lives on the line. And then we as people want to criticize them when occasionally, I say occasionally, not very often, they either make a mistake or there are some bums with badges. There's not all good policemen. 99% are good. They're not all good lawyers, doctors. I'll talk about it tomorrow. Don't have time. 350 complaints on the Boy Scout leaders. I knew that was coming. That was just a matter of time. But we need to praise these police officers because we chastise them when they do wrong. So let's praise them when they do right. Let's think about it, people. Let's be right in this great country. And remember what I just said. The mass killings in Las Vegas, no big deal, wasn't election time. Now it's election time, and it's always Trump's fault. How the hell is it always Trump's fault? It wasn't Trump's fault. They didn't blame him for this Las Vegas thing, but see, that was okay. There wasn't many niggers. These were cowboys. These were primarily white people. It's some kind of Toby Rich or some kind of country concert. Let it be some blacks, and it'd be white supremacists targeted. Was that a white supremacist to kill all those white people? See, you can't argue that white supremacy, people. That's not going to fly. As always, people, we're out of time. We're going to get our signal fixed. Again, thanks for tolerating. It wasn't a bad signal, but it's not where it should be. We're having the engineers out checking all the tires, and we'll get everything fixed. But thanks for sticking with us today. But it will get back to not normal, better than normal, because we have one of the best signals in the St. Louis region. So let's continue. Let's continue to think about what I said. Let's continue the research, people. Don't believe me. Listen to me. Listen to other people. And then research, and you'll find out that I may not have said it properly, but I said it correctly. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard politicians who live for politics. No, you're not supposed to live for politics. You're supposed to work politics and take care of us, their bosses. Let's let them remember that, people. Let's remind them today and every day that they work for us. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard, political, parasitical, perverted, low life, good for nothing, greasy, sleazy, living underneath a rock, son of a bitchin' politicians. Let's expose them for what they are. And at the end of the day, no violence, never any violence. Let's destroy them. Destroy them politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM. Insane Broadcasting. America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Radical Radio. And we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.